T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And it is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. So driver's licenses for illegals is now the law of the land in New York State. Governor Cuomo couldn't even wait until today to sign it into law. He was signing it into law last night. While we slept or were getting ready for bed, the governor was signing a bill giving illegals the right to drive in New York State. Good idea, bad idea. And it, I'll tell you, it just... I guess we've come so far from common sense. The way I was raised, the way I was brought up, if somebody was here illegally, you didn't give them cookies for being here illegally. You deported them. You took them back to the Congo. I mean, for example, or wherever they happen to be from, I just have the Congo on my mind because of the sob story yesterday from Viva Buffalo about, well, we're getting 100 people in from the Congo and we just don't have any provisions for them. We can't even meet their basic needs. Well, excuse me, that's not my problem. It's your problem because I believe in enforcing immigration. I believe in, you know, people actually following the law. So please don't look at me as somebody who's going to contribute in any way, shape, or form past what I have to pay in taxes. Don't look at me to contribute to your problem. If you don't believe in borders, if you don't believe people are illegal, even when they are illegal, that's really too bad. And if somebody is really seeking asylum, aren't they supposed to say they are seeking asylum in the first country in which they arrive? So let's just say for hypotheticals that these people from the Congo that Viva Buffalo is crying about, let's just suppose that they crossed from the Congo and they went into Brazil. Seems to me that they should have declared that they were asylum seekers in the first country upon which they landed, which would have been Brazil, not made their way from Central America up through Mexico and into the United States. You know, forgive me for saying this, but it kind of seems like they were shopping for asylum and decided that the United States had the best benefits of anybody in the entire world. And again, folks, I do urge you to be careful of asylum seekers being used instead of illegal invaders or illegal immigrants to the United States, because who wouldn't be against somebody seeking asylum? Things aren't very nice in the Congo. If you're not killed in the civil war, Ebola might get you. Yes, Ebola. Ebola is kind of a big deal in the Congo. And welcome to Buffalo. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Ain't my world. I'm just living in it. Here's Mark in West Seneca. Mark, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I haven't read the whole thing, but how will the illegal immigrants prove that they're living somewhere?
Don't know how they're going to prove they're living somewhere. They're going to have to prove their identity, which is going to be a laugh and a half because I don't know how. I mean, basically, the people at the motor vehicle bureaus are going to see a whole bunch of documents. They'll have no idea how valid these documents are. So let me ask you a question. Do you know what a birth certificate looks like from Tanzania?
No.
No. So how easy is it going to be to put one over on the people at the DMV?
Yeah. And I
you could try to get a license as Lee Harvey Oswald of Tanzania. You'll probably get one.
Yeah, criminals or anybody that wants to change their identity, if they can just get some fake papers and all of a sudden they have a new license.
And a driver's license is on trade. All sorts of different different identification documents in the United States.
Yeah, so I haven't heard anything. So I'm interested to see what kind of regulations and how they will make sure these people aren't criminals from another state. Or
well, they can't, because a lot of the countries from which these people are coming are countries that don't exactly keep documents and records like the United States and Canada or the European Union.
So I think maybe some people that have lost their licenses will get new licenses and say they're illegal immigrants.
You know what? I was actually thinking about that. It would conceivably be possible. But if we're going to give driver's licenses to illegal invaders into the United States, why not just re-driving and franchise all the people who've lost their licenses because they didn't play well with others?
That's right.
I mean, it's another law that was broken. What difference does it make?
And what's going to stop them from doing it now? Nothing.
Well, they could do it under a fake name, I reckon.
Yeah, that's what they can do now, so...
Oh. Yeah, I mean, put yourself in the shoes of somebody working at DMV. Somebody comes to you with a birth certificate allegedly from Brazil. How many of you have actually seen a Brazilian? let me rephrase that. How many of you have actually seen a Brazilian birth certificate?
Yep.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
And somebody told me that Brazilians are on the way out. I certainly hope not. It is 14 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Here is Ken in Tonawanda, always trying to stay abreast of the world of hair, you know. Here's Ken Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Ken.
Hi, Tom. I'm really mad and disgusted. This is terrible, and I think the only way to solve this problem is to get rid of Andrew Cuomo.
I certainly hope you're not suggesting violence. We have an electoral process we go through here.
No, I'm not. But it's just a shame because...
Eliminating Andrew Cuomo as the governor of New York State, there's a sickness in New York State, and it's called New York City.
Yeah.
So if it's not Andrew Cuomo, it's going to be somebody equally as loathsome politically as Andrew Cuomo, because New York City calls the shots for the rest of New York State politically.
I know.
And if you want to change New York State, you've got to make New York State into two places. You've got to kick New York City out of the state and just have New York State from Westchester, west of Westchester, and everything in between ought to be Western New York State.
That's a good idea, because my wife's from Scotland, and they're having the same problem with England and Scotland. England rules, you know, and Scotland wants to be independent, and it's the same situation.
Yeah, we've been down that road before.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. I saw Braveheart. I know what's going on. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Well, see, after Braveheart, there was all kinds of stuff going on. I mean, we could talk about the King James. We could talk about the Act of Union. We could talk about a lot of things that would bore the living you-know-what out of most people listening in the audience. So New York State is going to grant driver's licenses to illegal invaders. How do you feel about that? Sometimes it is hard to keep a straight face and do this show because... If you let it, it will eat you alive. If you let it, it will drive you absolutely crazy because it makes no sense. I like things that are rational and logical that make sense, and this makes no sense at all to me. And if I was the federal government, New York State wouldn't get $1 from the federal government. To me, New York State, all it's doing is obstructing federal immigration law and enforcement. Joe in Niagara, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. Joe Jastrzemski, Niagara County Clerk. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. I'm like Mickey. I feel the same way. This is an awful law. It was an awful law from the time they proposed it. I couldn't believe when I woke up this morning that they passed it. And just like Mickey Kearns in Niagara County, we will not be processing these illegal aliens as well, these illegal immigrants.
So what are you going to do? Because are you going to file a federal lawsuit like has been talked about here?
Say what?
Are you going to file a federal lawsuit like has been talked about here?
I think there should be a federal lawsuit put forth in regards to this.
But wouldn't you be the person with standing to bring such a suit? One of many who would be in a position to bring such a suit?
I don't know. We're still looking at the bill. We're still trying to get a hold of everything and possibly what we can do legally. But I will tell you this. It is 100% wrong what they did. It's a slap in the face to all immigrants who have waited and took the time to come into our country legally. We know we're a country made up of immigrants. I would bend over backwards to help anybody that come into our country legally, but I'll be darned if I'm going to help somebody, as you said, could bring in fraudulent documents and put my staff in a position where they're going to be processing something that's fraudulent.
And you are really putting your staff, this law puts people at DMV offices across the country in a position where they're going to be aiding and abetting the commission of a crime.
Absolutely. And you know what? I took an oath under the Constitution of the United States, and this law puts me in a compromising position, because if I know somebody's in our country illegally, and then they tell me that I can't reach out to Immigration and Customs and tell them that they're in our country illegally, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, can you discuss that privacy part of the law that was just passed?
Yeah, basically they're saying to us, once you process this, you're not supposed to pass this information on to anybody, Immigration and Customs, law enforcement, or any such person. I mean, you know, how am I to know if this piece of document that they're going to bring in is not fraudulent and is not a forged document? We all know that there are many illegal immigrants in this country illegally with fraudulent documents.
Amen.
What are the facts?
And how is a DMV clerk supposed to know whether a birth certificate from Argentina is, in fact, an Argentinian birth certificate?
They're not, Tom. That's my point, and that's why we will send them packets. If we'll send them to a state-run DMV, let them process them. But we will not process an illegal document, an illegal alien in Niagara County. You got my word on that? Just like Mickey, we're both stand together in regards to this issue. It's bad law, lawlessness going on down in downstate New York, and it's disgusting what's going on down there. Absolutely disgusting.
No, it's absolutely insane, and I've said this a number of times, but, geez, when I was growing up, the idea that an illegal could get a driver's license would have been laughable. It would have been considered madness, lunacy, and insanity. Now it's considered the law of New York State.
Tom, my goodness gracious, the law of New York State. It's a privilege to drive in New York State, an absolute privilege. And you're going to give it to somebody who's breaking the law, who's in our country as a felon, breaking the law, and you're going to say, oh, yeah, here you go. But yet, Joe Jastrzemski, Tom Bowerly, or anybody else comes in office, you got to have a Social Security card, proof of where you live, a birth certificate, and yada, yada, and yada, yada, come up with all these documents.
I hear you, brother. Well, thanks for the call. I'm happy Niagara County is going to be standing with Erie County and Mickey Kearns.
Yes, we will, for sure. Thanks, Tom, for listening.
All right, thank you. Of course, I don't know what's going to become of this. I mean, you're going to take it to court, and you're probably going to lose because, come on, how many of us have great faith in the court system at this point vis-a-vis illegals or vis-a-vis anything that makes any sense the way we were brought up? If somebody is illegal, you deport them. You get them out of the country. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. It's the way it should be. It's not the way it is, unfortunately. Let's go to Cheryl in Buffalo. Actually, hold on. We got to do traffic on WBEN. Of course, I thought we were rolling too much. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing this show live from Gateway on the Tonawanda side of Gateway Park, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got the Nerds Gone Wild. They're taking to the stage at 8 o'clock. Before then, it is A-List. It'll be like New Year's Eve at Banchetti's all over again. So A-List and Nerds Gone Wild, two great bands. I haven't talked a lot about A-List because I haven't played with A-List, but haven't had a chance to see A-List in almost 7 months. So looking forward to seeing A-List. It is, they're really good. If you haven't seen them, you're going to really dig what they do. It is 4:23 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Driver's licenses for illegals. Did you ever think you'd see the day? Well, that day is as of yesterday in New York State. Cheryl in Buffalo, you're on. Hello.
Hi. I never thought I'd see that day, and I've been driving for a long time. And personally, I think it's hideous. It's ridiculous. And you know, not only you got to worry about the fraudulent paperwork trying to get through the DMV, you know, and that's an issue of its own. But then you got to think, too, how many people do we have here in Buffalo, in New York State right now, that can barely read or speak English? You mean to tell me you're going to let them pass a driver's test if they don't understand the laws of the road? How many more accidents are we going to have? We have enough now.
Well, if you can't read a sign in English, good luck driving.
Exactly. I mean, that's my point. This is just ridiculous. What I want to know is, where is Cuomo and everybody who said yes to this law? Where is their common sense? What crackerjack box did they get it out of?
Somebody a long time ago said there is nothing as uncommon as common sense. I think it might have been Henry Ford, the notorious anti-Semite and U.S. auto manufacturer. But nothing is as uncommon as common sense. And we're seeing an absolute dearth of common sense. We're seeing a rebellion against common sense in America.
We are, and it's getting horrible, you know, and I'm raising my son that, you know, if you don't use your common sense, I said, you have no right to be on the road, because he's at driving age, and I tell him all the time, and I, you know, if we're driving and somebody did something wrong, I smack his arm, and he looks at me, he goes, what'd you do that for? And I said, because if I catch you doing that, I said, I'm taking your driver's license.
Well, young people in driving, it's it's every parent's nightmare. And in the recent days in Western New York, we were reminded of that with two terrible tragedies involving young men in their senior year of high school.
Exactly. You know, and my son is getting close to that graduation point, and, you know, I worry about that every day. But I have to say, he is a really good driver. He is very observant and so forth. You know, he understands the rules of the road, and which is great. But my thing is this. I think what we should do is take Cuomo and everybody who said yes to this godforsaken law and take their green cards from them and send them packing.
Of course, they don't have green cards because they're all legal citizens of New York State. Governor Cuomo has never been challenged his citizenship.
In reference to their politician ability to be politician green card type deal. You know, pull it from them. Put somebody in there who is going to have some sort of common sense and not get stupid with our laws and what is going on.
Do you think the federal government should withhold all federal aid to New York State because of this? Because I do.
Yes. Yes, I do. I think the federal government should actually take these guys to court for this. This is ridiculous.
I can't disagree with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. I don't know which department would have to take Governor Cuomo and New York's politicians to court, but hopefully we'll find out. Can't guarantee that's going to happen. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. New York State says, yes, it is perfectly fine if you want to get a driver's license here and you're illegal. Meanwhile, people like you and me are thinking, well, wait a minute, if somebody's illegal, shouldn't the first priority be to remove them from New York State and deport them back to their country of origin? Kind of makes sense to me. Otherwise, why even bother having immigration laws if we're not going to follow them? And that, of course, is fundamentally one of the goals of all this, to have a borderless country, nation without borders, and basically we can be the entire world's begging post. WBEN, by the way, tomorrow this program is going to be coming to you live from Gateway Harbor, the city of Tonawanda side of Gateway Harbor. We'll be putting on, along with some great people, music by Nerds Gone Wild. They take to the stage at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Before then, it will be A-List, and we'll be broadcasting live starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon from Gateway Harbor in Tonawanda, so hopefully you'll find a way to get yourself down there and enjoy yourself. So coming up after the news at 5, we're going to hear audio from State Senator Chris Jacobs about this situation with New York State giving the okay to driver's licenses for illegal. Chris Jacobs was a guest this morning on Buffalo's New Morning with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski. So we've got the audio from a state senator who voted no to illegal aliens getting driver's licenses in New York State. And we'll take some more of your telephone calls as well. Should illegals be getting driver's licenses or be getting deported from New York State? I think you know which way the state voted. Illegals will now be able to get driver's licenses in New York State in what is a ridiculous, a backstab of common sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.